Hi, I'm Chrissy O'Hara, Vice President of Dealer Sales at Cox Automotive. I want to be the first to welcome you to our Bridge the Gap Learning Series. We understand the hustle and bustle of your days, and that's why we've created this multi-format, on-demand series so you can quickly view or listen to what we see trending here at Cox Automotive. I want to share a few ideas and examples with you for your consideration. Things I've seen firsthand that can drive profits and enhance client experience. And whether you're listening to this at 2x playback speed or catching a little here or there, I am confident you're going to grab an idea from this jam-packed 15 minutes that will help you get higher quality leads, higher close rates, and earn more satisfaction from your customers. In the first episode of a three-part series, we're diving into the heart of the matter. Bridging the gap. It is more than a catchphrase. It's a strategy that can revolutionize how dealers operate when they learn what those gaps are and how to bridge them. You might be asking, Chrissy, why is bridging the gap so critical for dealers now? Let's jump in. A recent study at Cox Automotive showed us something pretty interesting. During the car buying process, we all know consumers visit multiple websites. But it's actually more and more over the past few years. It's up to 8 or 9 sites as the average as we closed out 2022. It's clear car buyers are doing more research, but despite the increased number of websites they visit, they still only set foot in a couple of dealerships. So the real question is, how can you position your dealership to be among the couple that are chosen? A big part of who stands out also has to do with who understands how to successfully connect the purchase experience between online to in-store and sometimes bridging that back to online. It makes it seamless and keeps the deal moving. There's a big opportunity for dealers to make sure consumers have the same experience online and in person, and that all the information and data being collected is actually being used to save time and headaches for both your team and car buyers. So now the question again, what can you do to be one of those two? And what can help you do that to stand out? Hands down, connected solutions not only help with that, especially when your organization builds a strategy around it, but it helps you overcome this obstacle that most dealerships are facing in the new way of doing business. And hey, it's no secret in today's market, there are endless solutions that help you connect with shoppers, which is great. They help you do business and they help shoppers get what they want. In theory, it should be happy dealers, happy car buyers, a win-win. The problem is when those solutions, they're often disconnected, leading to gaps in your ability to reach consumers and really personalize that buying experience to meet their wants and needs. I don't know about you, but one thing that drives me crazy is when someone tries to sell me something or retarget me after I visit their site, and it's like they know nothing about me. Okay, bear with me. Example, I'm a mom of two who lives in Michigan. It's like showing me ads on why leasing a 2-seater convertible is the perfect car for me because my life is all about fun and a son. Enter reality. Those 2-seater days are gone, at least for another decade. And fun in the sun is awesome, but only 4 months of the year where I live. Now, it's not that what was put in front of me was bad. It just wasn't what I was looking for. It lacked personalization. Now, I can get into all kinds of funny stories about what Temu retargets me with. Not sure where they get their data, but I'm digressing quickly. But regardless, this gap in personalization is what opens up consumers for the competition to grab. When you don't show that you know what your customers want and need, someone else will. You know what else it does? It puts you in a position where you're losing out on valuable ROI, not only in your inventory, but on your marketing spend as well. Bridging the gap involves linking your digital marketing solutions, leveraging your data, and turning insights into actions. When you do this, it creates a seamless shopping to buying journey. And when you reach the right customer with the right message at the right time, that leads them right to your front door, digital or showroom. My guess is most of you are thinking, Chrissy, Lee, how do you do this? But you'd be surprised if you take a closer look at your solutions. They're not connected and optimized the way they should be or were designed to be. They're just not clicking together. So because of this, you're missing out on these big opportunities. And this isn't as hard to do as you might think. It just involves looking at the solutions you do have, seeing what overlaps and integrates to make those data and insights you're after more robust. It's like taking a black and white movie with no sound, and suddenly you're in an IMAX theater watching a high-def version of Star Wars with Dolby surround sound. Because, hey, we all know when there's a better experience for both you and the shopper, when it's connected, your deal and customer journey just became more predictive, faster, and personalized. That's a win-win. Now, we all live in an Amazon world. Wants, needs, and preferences have changed, not only for in-market auto shoppers, but really for all of us. And how we do business has changed as well, especially over the last couple of years. We've set the bar high. We've come to expect a certain transparency and ease while shopping and researching. And then we not only want a frictionless experience when buying, but we demand it. And I'm here to tell you there's no going back to the old way. That bar cannot be lowered at this point. Now, here's the good news. This is a chance for innovation and growth. I believe there's a real opportunity in front of all of us right now. Now, let's talk a little bit more about what consumers want. And everything I'm sharing with you today is based on data Cox Automotive collects from first-party web activity from all of our connected sites and solutions. For context, each year we host a staggering 2.3 billion online visits, manage over 80 million leads, and sift through 2.9 trillion consumer insights. So what we're sharing is based on real car buyer behavior and insights. And what we're seeing is that the auto shopper purchase process is no longer linear. It's a mix of online and in-person steps. And as I mentioned before, we're all familiar with starting online and narrowing down to in-store. But as I mentioned, now we're often seeing that need to be bridged back online. It's no longer that traditional linear path. Satisfaction with the online buying journey hasn't matched the ease of the Amazon shopping experience. This shouldn't be a shocker to you, right? But it's time for the automotive world to catch up and meet our customer expectations. Remember, a buyer's loyalty has taken a hit as prices increased, inventories fluctuate, both inflation and interest rates are rising. Consumers' needs are evolving, and it's crucial to stay in step with them. Are you doing that? Enter AI. It's your key to understanding your customers' needs. Yes, it is a bridge. But education, marketing, and communications tailored to your consumers' interests are equally vital. When done right, your brand will resonate with new cross-shoppers, introducing and reinforcing your image. It'll show that your brand, what your brand stands for and what you offer, and why you are the clear choice to do business with. And let me tell you, there is definitely some cross-brand shopping happening. To help put that in perspective, let me share some insights with you. From 2021 to 2022, cross-brand shopping from what we considered high at 39% to 56%. Yes, you heard me right. Almost a 20% increase. Now, we know why this is happening. And when our annual car buyer journey study is released at the beginning of next year, I'm betting those numbers might even inch up a little higher. So let's take an example here and put ourselves in the shoes of today's car buyer. Let's say you've always been an Acura or Honda buyer. And now, besides the fluctuating inventory you might be dealing with, you also now are paying on average $9,051 more for your new vehicle since your last purchase at the beginning of 2020. Yes, that is how much pricing has soared on average list price over the last 3 years. Or let's take an example that you've always been a used buyer. That used vehicle you bought in early 2020 is now going to price $6,800 higher to buy. Well, what are you going to do? If you're a new buyer, you're going to start entertaining used or CPO. And if you're a used buyer, you're going to start thinking, if I'm going to pay $6,800 more and they'll likely get a lower interest rate, maybe I should be considering a new vehicle. Maybe I can get my payment close to the same. Whether you are a used or new buyer, you start thinking, if I'm going to have to pay almost $10,000 more for the same car I always buy, what else can I get for that money? Or what other options are out there that do fit my budget? What other brands are there? What other models are there? Welcome to the mind of today's consumer, one where they're open and willing, and in some instances, due to inventory and affordability, have to cross shop. A whole new audience is viewing you online, not just the people that always buy from you or are within 10 miles of your store, or even people that traditionally bought your brand. Digital retailing tools combined with today's macroeconomic conditions have broken down those barriers. People are shopping differently, so you need to reevaluate your marketing and business strategy. Whether a brand shopper or a segment shopper, how are you using your data to really determine what that shopper needs? How are you identifying that? And then once you identify the shopper's needs, how are you putting it into action? So there's your new opportunity, a big one. Be focused on bridging that gap for them. You need to educate the shopper about your brand and your dealership and make sure you're offering what they're looking for. And do all of this while showing you are the one that knows what they're looking for and can provide them the experience they want. And how do you do that? First-party data is your secret weapon to do this. It guides you to create personalized experiences at every touch point. Connecting online along with your in-store experience ensures consistency and builds that trust. It also helps you get the deal across the finish line, which is a win-win. So at this point, you might be wondering what questions you should ask yourself. Here are a few I would suggest. I would start with, what digital retailing tools do you have or plan to have? Are you leveraging your digital retailing tools for insights? Are you connecting your insights to your marketing? How are you activating those insights and how frequently are you doing it? And most importantly, what tools do you have connected to make your data more robust? Pay special attention to that last question because connected solutions, they elevate your game. They save time, boost lead quality, and increase closing rates. It's all about serving personalized ads, match online searches, a win-win situation for both dealers and consumers. PSA. Data is your superpower, period. It gives you the full picture of who your consumer is and what they want and how you can stand out to them. And when data is activated, things start to click for you, for your customers, and for your business. So as I wrap up here, I encourage you to take an honest look at how you're bridging the gap both internally with your marketing and business strategies and externally with buyer behaviors and expectations. Are they clicking? For the road forward, bridging those gaps is necessary. Now, make sure to watch or listen to the next video hosted by Noah Lee with Dealer.com. You'll be able to take the concepts and ideas I just shared with you on the power of connecting your solutions, and he'll take that up a notch to really deep dive into what that looks like within your systems and solutions. In the midst of all this change lies a big opportunity. The automotive industry is evolving and will continue to. When we leverage data for personalization and connectivity, we pave the way forward to success, especially to those of you that bridge the gap quickly. Thank you for giving me 15 minutes of your time.